On to a couple of memories of the season then. 30th of August, ring any bells?
30th of August.
A nice goal, was that?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that
forgot
was
about
nice.
That goal?
I know, I don't know how I forgot about it, but yeah, I mean, people always, it's funny because people always go about on about Jono scoring, and you know what, yeah, you'd love to score, but it's never been something that I've been bothered about. Yeah, I'd love to do it, but you know, as long as the team is scoring, that's the most important thing. I'm a defender, I'm there to stop goals, so yeah, it's always nice that you get on the score sheet, and I will, when I come back to reminisce, then yeah, obviously I'll remember them times.
Though you have been playing a little bit forward, haven't you, in the latter part of the season?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. Nick, who took over from Andy in the second half of the season, moved me to right back, and I played there quite a bit in England. Hope used to bring me on a right back occasionally, and you know, I'm a runner. I've always enjoyed running, and I enjoy that sort of challenge of getting forward and getting back, and having a little bit more freedom than centre half. And I've really, really enjoyed it this second half of the season playing there.
Yeah.
And the last few games in particular, knowing that it was my last few games, I thought, you know, I'm really going to put it in there. So I have been getting further forward, and rewarded yesterday with a goal. And but to be honest, I should have had a hat-trick yesterday.
Oh, so, come on.
I should have put one away in the first half, and I could have put two away in the second half. So yeah, I'm happy with the goal, but really I should have had a hat-trick.
A couple of memories then, obviously playing for the country. What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, that's, when you're growing up, and even when you're playing, when you're older, if you're a sports star, the pinnacle is to play for your country, and I'm really proud and privileged to say that I did that 43 times. I've got 43 caps for the country, and I played in a very, very good England team, in a very, very good England squad, and I played with some world-class players who I'll never forget playing with. And, you know, I spent a lot of time going away with England and a lot of time away from home, and I made some brilliant memories. I'll never forget them times, and obviously we did extremely well to get to the Euro final in 2009, and unfortunately it was just a step too far against Germany.
And the nice thing is as well, I mean, you girls in that squad, you put in the groundwork for the team today, really, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so. I think we, you know, we established them first with the first contracts coming out then, so, you know, we were the first girls to put on a central contract. Yeah, I think we were leading the way at the time, so it is nice to see that's, you know, flourishing now.
The FA Cup win again was also something special. Can you remember much about the day itself?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it does, it goes in a blur, but obviously to win the FA Cup, but to do it in extra time, and to win 3-2 in extra time against, you know, our fiercest competitors in Arsenal, who we had some amazing battles with back in the day. You'll never forget that. I'll never forget the goal. Tash took it so well, and the feeling, you know, then was just amazing. And no one can take that away from us. We were the Neely team. We could never quite get that league title, you know, and it was in our hands, and we could never just get over the line. So to get the FA Cup from them and the League Cup from them, you know, no one can ever take that away from us, and it'll be something I'll cherish forever.
And you've had all the emotions at Everton. Was it difficult to see the squad go their separate ways pre-season?
Yeah, obviously the last three seasons have been really difficult. We found that Everton as a club has found it hard to retain players, and that's been our problem, not retaining the quality players that we had and the turnover players that, you know, we've had. You know, no one can get away from that. That has been what our problem is and has been. And I think the same will happen this season. If Everton don't invest, we'll lose our best players. You know, the Gabbies of this world, the Meg Finnegans, you know, the Michelle Hinnigan. People will come in for these players because they're top quality players who, you know, hopefully will be playing the WSL1 one day, but need to be in the playing the WSL1 with Everton. So as a club, something needs to be done to keep these players, because, you know, think of the players that we've had: Jill Scott, Nikita, Tony, I don't know, Farah, Tash. You know, the list is endless. Lucy Bronze. You know, these are starters for England who have left us for whatever reason. So the last three seasons, we've been massively stung by, you know, having top quality players. And any team's going to be hurt by that. So, yeah, I think it's something that Everton as a club need to look at, retaining their better players because, you know, a club like Everton should be in the WSL 1, but we didn't get there this season, and the league table doesn't lie. We didn't deserve to get there, and third is where we deserve to finish. But I think, you know, with the right direction and the right people in charge and keeping the quality players that we've got, we will get to WSL 1.
Is it a bit too early to say what you're up to next? Are you still going to be involved with the club?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have a couple of months off, you know, and I think when the girls go back to pre-season, I think that's when it'll hit home for me. So around about December time, mid-December, that's when we normally go back to pre-season. It'll hit home, but it'll be great that over Christmas I can do what I want. I'll have a good break, and then when I get back, you know, I do want to be involved with Everton. You know, I love the club.
Yeah.
I love the girls. It's something I want to be involved with. In what capacity, I don't know yet. I just know that I couldn't walk away. It's such a big part of my life. And if I can do anything to support and help the club, and maybe as a sort of mentor role for some of the young girls, I'd love to do something along that line. But in what capacity, I don't know yet.
How pleased are you that you haven't had to retire due to injury?
Yeah, I was talking to Jody about it yesterday. We had a good bit of banter about it yesterday, and such wood, you know, I have had a long career with only minor injuries, which, you know, has kept me out for 6 weeks max. You know, I've always been one for keeping fit and healthy, but it's luck that I've not been injured, because two of my best mates, Jody and Brownie, have, you know, been dogged by injuries, and, you know, and particularly for Jody, that's what finished her career off for me. So I think it's the right time. I would hate to not retire. And, you know, be dogged by injuries or be in and out of the team because young blood is taking over me. And, you know, I'm retiring feeling fit and healthy. And I'm retiring and I'm making the decision. So it's the right time for me. So, yeah, I have been lucky and I feel blessed to not have had the injuries that some of my colleagues have, unfortunately.
No rest for you, though. You're competing in the Men's Health 10K. How on earth did you get involved with that?
Yeah, it's a funny one, really. One of the guys I work with in school, he is a fierce competitor. He does all sorts of Ironmans and things like that. So he's mental, he is. But he asked if we should do it as a department, as a bit of a bonding thing. And you say yes, not thinking it through, really. And so I'm doing it. And then I just thought, you know what, to make sure I do this properly, I'm a head of year in school, and my charity for my year group is Teenage Cancer Trust, so I thought no better charity to do it for. So yeah, I'm trying to raise money for that at the moment, do that on November the 7th, so now that I'm finished I best start training for it, because it's going to be tough. I haven't done anything for it yet. I've just been playing right back for 3 months, so I need to start doing some extra training.
Well, here's where we start. Have you got the information at hand on how we can sponsor you?
Yeah, I've got my own Just Giving page, and you can go to my Facebook or Twitter, it's all on there. But if you want to just text 770, it's LIJO60, so LIJO60, and then just sponsor the money. And like I say, it's gone to Teenage Cancer Trust, and, you know, it's a great cause, so I'd appreciate the donations.
Well, brilliant. Lindsay, thanks for what you've done. Thanks for your career with the club and with England, and all the best for the future.
Thanks, Andy.